So I hope the gospel sounds kind of familiar. Like, didn't we just have this recently? So two Sundays ago, I believe it was, when we had this, the beginning of this parable discourse from chapter 13 to Matthew's gospel. And so we have one more Sunday as we'll hear more from this chapter 13. But now on these weekdays, I think for the next 10 days, we're going to be going back through Matthew chapter 13. So we can like close our ears and say, I heard this 2 weeks ago, that priest had a great homily, I don't need to think about this anymore. Or we can receive the parables as Jesus intended us to, as a point of reflection, as an entrance into the pondering of the mind and the heart of God the Father. And as we hear the different parables that he gives, we see that it's not so easy to say the kingdom of God is this. He's using similes, using metaphors, these literary devices to kind of open up our minds to a broader perspective. And he's talking today about the soil. And so the hope, the expectation is the soil of your heart today is different than it was 2 weeks ago when you heard it for the first time this year. So is that true? Did you hear the words differently today than you did a couple of Sundays ago? Has the soil of your heart been tenderized? Because the seed is coming, right? This is what one of the ways we can look at this parable. The sower goes out to seed, and he's very liberal as he is just cascading seed everywhere, not really too concerned about where it's landing. In this perspective, the word of God just goes forth. And so it's available to us. Are we tending our hearts to receive that word well? So we ask for that grace, to have the good soil in our hearts so that when the word is planted, it produces good fruit, not scattered by the birds, not scorched by the sun, not choked out by the thistles and weeds. But it truly has a place to rest, to form deep roots. And this is the secret, we can say, one of the secrets to our salvation is having the Word of God planted firmly in our hearts, growing deep and strong roots, so that when the thorns and the scorching sun come about, we're not at risk of losing what was so generously given to us. We had the first reading for the saints' feast day today, but we're continuing in the normal lectionary cycle to hear from Exodus. And today in that first reading was the giving of the manna in response to the complaints of the people. It's so hard for us to change the soil of our heart. These people who have been in slavery for centuries didn't know what freedom was. And so they desired to go back to what was comfortable, even though it meant slavery. Their hearts weren't open to the new life that God was giving them. Again, we pray to be open to what God is bringing to us, what God is giving to us, even if it's different from what we may expect or what we assume would be his way. As we continue with these parables these next few days, ask for that grace. But Pope Benedict said, there's nothing better than to be surprised by the Gospels. So even though we're hearing them again, and it sounds like the old record we've heard so many times, pray for that grace, for that soil of your heart to be tender, so you can hear it again for the first time, so that you can produce good fruit. We celebrate today, July 26th, the grandparents of Jesus. I mean, that's just amazing to think about that. The God of all creation chose to come into a family. And so we readily think about Mary and Joseph, but he had grandparents, Joachim and Anne. And we know about them from the Gospel of St. James. It's not one of the canonical gospels, and whether it's true, how much of the details are true, but tradition has given us their names and some of the story about them. You know, they're the patroness of infertile couples. Because for so many years, tradition tells us that they were infertile, but yet they were faithful. And when the time was ripe, the seed of Mary was planted in the womb of Saint Anne. And so we pray for the couples in our community and in the world who struggle with infertility, that the prayers of Saint Anne will bring fruit to their life. And the prayers of St. Anne, the prayers of St. Joachim, in the opening prayer, we're asking for them to pray for us. I mean, you would think that, like, they were just, I'm done. I gave you the Blessed Virgin, and she gave you the Savior, so my work is done. But we're asking for them to continue to pray for us. This is the communion of saints, the one body of Christ, that we never stop working for the salvation of the world. In a particular way, we're praying for grandparents, that they continue to be faithful and that their lives be witnesses to their children and their grandchildren. So often, that's how faith is passed down. And so we pray for them. And so I'll finish with a prayer from Pope Benedict XVI for grandparents. Lord Jesus, you were born of the Virgin Mary, the daughter of Saints Joachim and Anne. Look with love on grandparents the world over. Protect them. They are a source of enrichment for families, for the church, and for all society. Support them. As they grow older, may they continue to be for their families strong pillars of gospel faith, guardian of noble domestic ideals, living treasuries of sound religious traditions. Make them teachers of wisdom and courage, that they may pass on to future generations the fruits of their mature human and spiritual experience. Lord Jesus, help families and society to value the presence and role of grandparents. May they never be ignored or excluded, but always encounter respect and love. Help them to live serenely and to feel welcomed in all the years of life which you give them. Mary, Mother of all the living, keep grandparents constantly in your care. Accompany them on their earthly pilgrimage. And by your prayers, grant that all families may one day be reunited in our heavenly homeland, where you await all humanity for the great embrace of life without end. Amen.